Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us here on the Daily Program. So to start us off, could you give us perhaps just a bit of an idea, what exactly is PCOS and what are the symptoms?
Okay, so PCOS stands for polycystic ovary syndrome, but it's not quite an accurate description. There are no cysts on the ovary. Actually, what there are is lots of small growing follicles, and they've been arrested during the development. So it's a syndrome that involves reproductive dysfunction, metabolic dysfunction, and excess androgens. So it's quite a mixed bag of symptoms associated with this syndrome.
And am I right in saying it often goes undiagnosed?
Yeah, that's quite common. And quite, if you talk to women with PCOS, they often say they went to a number of clinics beforehand before they actually got the diagnosis. I should say now that there's evidence-based guidelines available for the health practitioners that were developed here in Australia under the leadership of Elena Teed and Rob Norman and Jackie Boyle. And they can be found on the web quite easily. And that in those guidelines, they give you all of the things you need to do to diagnose PCOS.
So we're perhaps catching up with the situation now.
Yeah. So originally, when it was first described in 1935, it was really just a reproductive syndrome. But over the years, with the research being conducted, it was becoming quite clear there's a lot of metabolic aspects to PCOS. So, for example, women with PCOS have a fourfold increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes. And in fact, they probably account for a quarter to a third of diabetes in women of reproductive age. So there's a few other metabolic aspects as well, gestational diabetes and increased risk of cardiovascular symptoms as well.
So once a diagnosis has been made, once we can make a diagnosis, how do you actually go about treating PCOS?
Yeah, so that's a little bit of a problem because we really don't know what causes PCOS, so there's no treatment for PCOS itself, the syndrome. What you can do is treat the symptoms. So some women will turn up and they're, for example, having trouble getting pregnant. So therefore, you'll treat the infertility and try and get the women pregnant. Or they might turn up and they've got troubles with their weight. And so therefore, you'll treat the weight. Or they might be developing diabetes or insulin resistance. And so therefore, you'll treat those particular symptoms. But there is no treatment for the whole syndrome per se, because we really don't know what causes it at this stage.
Well, a recent study from the University of New South Wales, researchers said that an excess of androgens in the brain, rather than the ovaries themselves, is playing an important role in the development of PCOS. This seems rather unusual to me, but I don't know. To you, does this seem sort of like a leading factor?
Yeah, so the excess androgens themselves actually do come from the ovary. The small follicles that have stopped growing are producing excess amounts of androgens because there's a lot more of them. And androgens are normally a precursor to estrogens, but in the case of PCOS, the follicles don't grow to a large size and convert the androgens into estrogen. But the receptor for androgens are located in a number of parts of the body and particularly in the brain. That's worked by Kirsty Walters from University of New South Wales that you're citing. And what they found is that the androgen receptor in the brain was important for developing some of the symptoms of PCOS.
So might this development lead to new ways of treating PCOS rather than sort of just looking at treating the disorder itself?
Yeah. So with the excess androgens, we really don't know exactly whether they're cause or effect in PCOS. Yes, they cause some of the symptoms, and yes, it'd be nice and yes, you can treat excess androgens and alleviate their symptoms. But you know, that's not perhaps the only cause of some of the other symptoms, particularly some of the metabolic symptoms that you see with PCOS.
Well, Ray, thank you very much for joining.